David Ure told us Tuesday that in the next couple of weeks, the council's discussion will turn to gnashing of teeth, as he put it, and making choices. He said there are more needs from the various departments than there is money.
The budget is growing automatically, and I am not necessarily in favor of it. There are some certain areas that we need to correct for the last 2 years, but departments seem to all of a sudden have a need for more things. I'm not saying that my perspective, some of them should, some of them shouldn't. But I can tell you the budget is growing, and there will always be more needs than there is money. It'll be interesting over the next two meetings, because now we know what people surmise their needs to be, and now we'll start to find out how much money we totally have. Well, we already know how much money we totally have, but then we'll start to divide it up according to what we think is important to our, you know, to our own priorities.
The IT department has said a major objective is improving broadband service in the county. You're agreed they need a good infrastructure to attract industry and grow the tax base.
We're having a meeting next week with Park City to talk about broadband. The one thing that we did stress to the IT department is let's make sure that we're complementing the city and the school, and we're not going out and reinventing the wheel ourselves. Let's make sure we're getting the full bang of all the taxpayers' dollars from the three entities, and then work with private enterprise. One thing we don't want is another utopia that they have down in Utah County that costs the taxpayers millions of dollars every year and is inadequate in comparison to private competition. So it'll be a long process to discover what we do and do not need, and being able to work with private enterprise to get these things in here. But I am in favor of accelerating what we're doing and trying to make a 10-year project into a 3-year project.
Turning to the area of health, he said Health Department Head Rich Bulla is going to lead a discussion on helping the East Side transition from a multitude of septic tanks, which can be a health problem, to a sewer district. Ure said they will need the cooperation of cities in South Summit, but a district has been discussed in that area for decades.
There has been a sewer system proposed ever since I was a small kid growing up in Camas, starting at the head of Woodland and working all the way down and going into Peola. I still believe that would probably make the most sense, because it would all be gravity flow except for one small area. It's going to take time. The cities have already invested millions of dollars in Oakland and Camas have into their systems, and we would have to work with them and be able to work with the unincorporated areas of the county. The thing that will force that faster is if we go in and we start making sure that the septic tanks are working, and those that are not working, that's one more reason so we can form a sewer district the full length of Camas Valley.
Finally, he said when council reconvenes, the first topic he will bring up is how the county is to pay a refund to the Montage Hotel. The county and several other taxing entities have agreed to settle a dispute over the project's tax valuation. That leaves the county, for one, owing a refund of about $209,000. Ure said they have some money set aside. He said they don't know yet how they will pay it back, though they likely will not set a judgment levy as the Park City School District did. He said he also supports getting the services of a commercial appraiser for the county to do more accurate valuations of such development in the future.
I believe that in favor of working that way, or at least putting someone under direct contract so that we don't make this mistake again. You know, Steve Martin talked about this and talked about another appraiser. I'm not sure that we have enough work right now for a full-time commercial appraiser, but I need to ask Steve that question. But I am in favor of making sure there's money set aside so that this predicament does not happen again.
Right.
And whatever it takes to do it, because I know with Park City, the school district, and even the water districts, this is going to cost them. This is tough. And this is also part of the budget quandary, this $200,000 that we really hadn't planned on when we started this budget process. And so how are we going to handle it? Are we going to be able to staff more people? Are we going to be able to put more roads in, or do we take this problem of $200,000 head on and pay it off right now?
County Council Member David Ure. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.